Hey, Robert, why should people listen to another retro gaming podcast?
You mean our cast, David? We do have to keep this short, you know.
Yes, well, I guess we should start with the fact we celebrate old-school video games.
And we have awesome guests and game giveaways. Don't forget that.
Plus our game show and your favorite segment, Random Select.
Don't remind me. Are we done yet?
Listen to our cast, another retro gaming podcast, part of RetroZap.com.
Finally, back to my beer.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnis Tree Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Picks, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to the special 2018 Wikis Mix edition of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you so much for tuning in. And folks, for those who watched our live Wikis broadcast, thank you. It was the first time we did this, and we were shocked by how much of a success it was. We are seriously talking about doing live shows more often, so please stay tuned for more info on that when it happens. Until then, if you missed out on the live broadcast, you can go onto the Wicked Anime Facebook page, or you can wait just a couple more days to check out the podcast version on the Nerdy Show site. On today's episode, we will be spending some of our favorite openings and endings from some of this year's best anime series, plus maybe even a movie or two. 19 great tracks from some of the best bands, voice actresses, and many other entertainers who brought their voice to a theme song. Many of these songs I've been holding back for nearly a year to spin, as I knew this would be the absolute best place to truly showcase them. So let's not hesitate any further and dive into this week's special playlist. And if you like these songs and might be interested in the shows they're from, you can catch all of these series on Crunchyroll, HiDive, Funimation Now, Hulu, VRV, or Verv as it's actually called, Netflix, and Amazon Prime. We're going to start the show off with one of my favorite openings of the year, second only to the theme to Mr. Tonegawa Middle Management Blues, which I wound up playing when I awarded Gesu no Kiwami Otome's 2018 J-Pop Album of the Year for Suki Naruto and I. Just a little side note, just in case some of you didn't tune into that episode. Anyways, I am talking about Asuka and our fantastic opening theme to the Wiki's 2018 winner for Iyashike of the Year, Laid Back Camp. I am so excited that this show is getting another season and a movie to boot. So right now, we're going to hear a nod to Asuka's days growing up in Michigan with a Motown-flavored Anna song that goes by the name Shiny Days.
Hizashi, ippari abite, suteki na yukan wa. してみるんだ。いつか年を取った時、どんなことを懐かしく思うのだろう。
Always talented Maya Sakamoto with Hello Hello, the ending theme to A Manchu Advance, which we were all shocked got another season. It was really good, but I will say that it wasn't as strong as the first season. Fingers are still crossed that JC staff will bring back Flying Witch, considering there were quite a few nods to that series in that season. Now, we're about to strap ourselves in with the most cutest and badass spy since probably Totally Spies was on Once Upon a Time Ago. It's the opening theme to Release the Spice, a series that found the creators of Yuru Yuri and Akami ga Kill working together to bring something both cute and violent as hell. Here are the voice cast from Release the Spice and the guys of their Tsukikage form performing Spyto, Spy, and Spice.
「再生できない愛」
Rewind by Minori Suzuki, the second end theme to Cardcaptor Sakura Clear Card, the Wiki's winner for Best Drama and Best Returning Series. It was wonderful to revisit a series I loved back in high school with some of Madhouse's most gorgeous animation yet. Really hoping we get another season soon, especially with how things ended. And now we load up with one hell of a lethal weapon in the form of the end theme to Double Decker, Doug and Kirill. One of this fall's most wonderful surprises from the minds behind Tiger and Bunny. Here to fight for your right to party are Vicky Blanca with their song Buttline Special.
Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life, and hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think Jared Business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Wait, that was backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
A wonderful cover to a classic French pop song. That was Deepai, the cast of Dragon Pilot, Hisone, and Masutan, with their rendition of France Gall's Les Temps de la Rentrée, which acted as the show's end theme. Though it is sad that Gall never got to hear this version, as she unfortunately passed away a couple months before this anime aired. A terrific anime, by the way, that went somewhat unnoticed due to the way Netflix made everyone wait to watch it. I hope that maybe they fix that simulcast thing very soon. Now, we're going to reach some more adorable heights thanks to the crew of Ikiteru Hearts and their ending contribution to the So Cute It Hurts anime series, How to Keep a Mummy. A series that I think we can all agree is a great show for kids of all ages to enjoy. This is Rosetta Stone.
Shake it, baby,
Azumi Waki, Marika Kono, Machiko, Ayaka Ohashi, Chisa Kimura, Hitomi Ueda, and Saori Onishi with Grow Up Shine, the end theme to this spring's unlikely hit, Uma Musume Pretty Derby, a big winner at the Wikis, taking the awards for Best Dressed, the Nobel Prize for Adorability via Special Weeks nomination, and, of course, the big one for Anime of the Year. And fingers are crossed that we get another season. There's a spin-off show occurring, and of course, Gold Ship also has her own web series on YouTube, so a big year for Horse Girls all around. And there's nothing like some karaoke to celebrate such a win, especially drunken karaoke. And here to get sloshed and sing are Izu no Kaze, the male cast of Grand Blue Dreaming, one of this year's biggest comedy surprises. This is Konpeki no Alfine.
Step across the line. in the palace, full of mirrors to see.
To break out the opening theme to the anime adaptation of Persona 5. If you don't own a PS4, it's a great alternative to playing it, especially with the recent Dark Sun special episode. I am looking forward to seeing how they wrap that up this coming March with one final big bang. And from one great game to anime adaptation to another, with Angels of Death. While it didn't win any wikis, we all agreed that it was a fantastic series that evolved from an RPG Maker game of all things. This here is the end theme to the show, which has a very John Carpenter-like melody throughout. This is Haruka Chisuga, the voice actress for Rachel Gardner, with The Haunting Prey.
「ためしないで」 じる夢を祈っていいですか。深い深い夢の海に溺れるように。
In this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings,
digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
Yeah!
Sayaku na hidemo anata ga suki by Yu Serizawa, the voice actress for everyone's favorite elf girl, Shara L. Greenwood, of How Not to Summon a Demon Lord, the Wiki's winner for Trash Anime of 2018. It's such a raunchy show, but we all loved it and can't wait to add it to our Blu-ray collection. It's trash because it's really naughty, but its story is just pure gold. I'm hoping we get another season of that soon. Up next is the opening theme to a series that may have some people on the fence on whether or not it's good. It popped up on Netflix a couple of weeks ago, and I personally thought it was funny. I'm talking about Backstreet Girls, the story of three Yakuza forced to have sex changes and become pop idols for their boss. Yeah, the premise is sketchy as fuck, but I laughed my ass off watching it. And this is the opening theme, and you can't deny how catchy it is. Here are Goku Dolls Nichigumi with Goku Doll Music.
Stop!
Nakajima with Sake to Ikuro to Hakusan to Musume, the ending to Hina Matsuri. And what I love about this song is that it sounds exactly like the kind of track that Kiryu Kazuma would croon in the karaoke minigame of Yakuza. Appropriate enough, seeing as Nakajima played Yakuza member and newly unexpected foster dad Nita in the show. Didn't win any wikis, but you'll be sure to see it on my top anime of 2018 list when I finally publish it. And another show that I really hope gets another season. Very funny and often touching as well. Now, what can I say about this next end theme about to spin? When I first heard this at the end of the first episode of Asobi Asobase, the wiki's winner for Best Comedy, I was floored both from laughter and by how awesome it was. If you haven't watched Asobi Asobase yet, do so as soon as you can. I actually just finished watching it a second time. It is that funny. Accompanied by Ikepi and Keisaken, here are the ladies of Asobi Asobase, Hina Kino, Rika Nagase, and Konami Kohara with Inkya Impulse.
Bye. everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Oh.
Pink Lemonade by Sangatsu no Fantasia, the opening theme to As Miss Beelzebub Likes It, and I think I was the only one in Wicked Anime that legit liked this show. A story where Satan is a cute girl who loves fluffy things? Sign me the fuck up. It's adorable and very funny to boot. If you're still waiting on another season of Ouran High School Host Club, I think As Miss Beelzebub Likes It will satisfy you just a little bit, solely for how bright of a show it is. Up next, we have Clarice with the end theme to Cells at Work, the Wiki's winner for Best Opening Theme, Best End Theme, and Husbando of the Year for White Blood Cell, a fun series that was both entertaining and educational, even if it had a couple of uneven episodes in the middle. This is Cheers.
Happy birthday! 夜の向こうにへ、今は暗くて。
Miyuki Sawashiro on vocals. That was Yuji Ono and Lupintic 6 with Sene no Kaze ni Adieu, the ending to the truly amazing Lupin the Third, Part 5. And I was truly in awe of all the plot twists and turns that series managed to do, not to mention the special nods to seasons past. And holy shit, that last episode with the most epic of twists, I'm really hoping they dive into that mystery in the near future if they do a part 6 very soon. Seriously, watch the new season of Lupin. You will be blown away. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter and the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at kingbabyduckesh and on Tumblr at b3crew.com. Like us on facebook.com/Boston Bastard Brigade and facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Again, if you missed out on the live wiki show, you can catch it this Thursday after it's been edited nicely together on the Nerdy Show site. Or you can watch the live stream on Wicked Anime's Facebook page, whichever floats your boat. No Borders, No Race will be going back to its normal spiel on the next episode, all done with podcast best-ofs, although there might be a gaming special coming up as its own separate show in the near future. Stay tuned for more info. To end this special Wikis mix is the band Asian Kung Fu Generation, and this song served as the end theme to Masaki Yuasa's jaw-dropping and amazing film, The Night is Short, Walk On Girl, which is getting released on Blu-ray later this month. Personally, it was my favorite film of 2018, though Mamoru Hosoda's Mirai might actually tie it for the first place spot, as both movies were fantastic. This is Koya o Aruke, and until next time, this is your King David Duck, remind you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard. But it sure helps.
あの子がスケートボードけって思って取り飛ばす雨どいすらと滑っている闇が光る背伸びじゃ足りないボイスが世界を揺らす君らしくあれとかちぎってとかを出す理由のない悲しみを両膝に詰め込んで、yeah, yeah. 荒野に一人で立ってあっちへブラブラまたゆらゆらと愛を り飛ばす。いつしか僕らの距離が狭まって、夢夢思わぬ未来が呼んでる。歌えよ踊れよ、ラララララ理由のない悲しみを両膝に詰め込んで、 yeah, yeah。
Hey guys, this is your King Baby Duck Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.